So appreciate that the song Brother Ken and Sister Lydia present to us. Jesus led me all the way. It's so wonderful that today Rachel and I will be here, just back home. You know, so many years ago, first time I was here to join the Labor Day meeting 25 years ago, yeah. So it's so long. I miss all the time about Ridgewood and the Pilgrim, even though I don't have so much experience with that, but I heard from Pearl Young and Becca Barker from time to time talking about the Hanswood, was vocal, yeah, very, very many times, yeah. So the feeling is so good. And we enjoy so much in this past week, 7 days, just encounter God and have so much content in our heart that in such worship and quietness time, with upon law, is so enjoyable. I love that very much. Back to the year 1979, first time I joined Pearl Young's meeting, that's a long time ago in Taipei, just right after I believed in Jesus, I received Jesus' salvation. So then someone introduced me about Pearl Young's meeting in Taipei, yeah? So I was so lucky at that time. Just right away, I believe in Jesus. I can go to the meeting, which is filled with God's presence and glory. Just a beginner like me at that time, you can feel different, yeah? So from 1979 to 1986, so that will be about 8 years, so I have so many chances going to Taipei. At that time, I was working in Zhongli, which is about 40 kilometers. Not so far, but at that time, the transportation tool is very poor. You don't have a car to drive there. So you need to take a bus after work from company back home and very quick meal, and then rush to the train station and took the train station for 1 hour and transfer by the bus another 30 minutes. And then walk into a land, very small land, to a church. Pearl Young was there, yeah. So that would be one way around 2 hours, but I would like to spend such time with God. So I back and forth 4 hours, yeah, just for 2 hours meeting there. But it's so wonderful. One time when I came up from the church, I walking in the land, small land and dark, going to a bus station about few minutes. But in the land, just right after the church, I was filled with Holy Spirit. He's so sweet and surrounding me and in my heart and outside. I just kept by the cotton sugar? A cotton sugar, you know, sugar like a cotton. I don't know how to say that, but you're just surrounded by that. It's so sweet, yeah. And I was fell in love with Jesus. I cannot tell the taste, what is the taste, but it's so sweet. You don't want to speak any word to anybody. You don't want to look at anybody. You just enjoy the love with Jesus. So then I went to the bus station and the bus came. Then I went up. Oh my God. That is so wonderful. Whenever you have such opportunity, such experience with Jesus, you will never forget. You will never forget. And Jesus become my lover. And at that time, this is about 1 week. And I pray, I wish Jesus ever like this. Just like this. I want like this. But you know, after a week, the taste fade out. Jesus doesn't want me just, you know, in one corner. He still want me to live like normal way, you know. I have things to do, to work and to live, anything. But that is a start point for me to hunger for Jesus, yeah. So many things I got blessing from the Purim meeting. One of that is hunger for Jesus. Purim told us many times in the meeting, sharing her story about hunger. Yeah. She said once when she was in a ministry in China for 18 years, he has several chances with Miss Bart, who is a co-worker of Watchman Nee. You know that probably this Chinese, very famous, yeah. And Miss Bart, one day they met together. Miss Bart told Puryang, say, Miss Puryang, you need to pray for yourself about hunger, yeah. And Puryang is so surprised that I already very hunger for Jesus, but she told me I need to pray for myself for the hunger for Jesus. Puryang was 18 years in China for her ministry. She loved China. She loved to preach gospel there. Yeah. So when then she back to Yantai Shandong province, she started to pray for herself about hunger. For that time, then she know what is hunger for Jesus. Before, she think that she's a good girl for Jesus. She serve God. She like to talk to people about gospel. But she never know that she need to pray herself to hunger for God. So then she keep praying and praying for hunger. Then, you know, God start a miracle in her heart, create a hunger in her heart. So she just no more just serving as a minister in China. She's hungering for God. Then the hunger is so increasingly every daily. Yeah. So when I was in Taipei joining her meeting, then many times she encouraged us that we need to pray for ourselves about hunger. Yeah. So then I learned this one very quickly. I also pray for myself about hunger. Yeah. So I seek in God's face. I praise Lord. I wake up on 5 a.m. in the morning in the high-rising building. That's an apartment building, many high-rising there. Then I singing and praising Lord and seeking God's face. And I, from time to time, I also pray for myself about hunger for God. This is first thing, a blessing for Puryang. So until now, so many years, every morning when I woke up, the first thing, before I open my eyes, I'm so sensitive to the, you know, today mobile phone. When I wake up, always there's something that what message is new. Is any someone send message me that I need to see? But I know that the first thing is not do anything else. Not rush for teeth, wash my teeth, brush my teeth. Not rush for wash my face or look at my mobile phone or doing anything else. The first thing I learned from Puryang is seeking God's face. So every moment when I woke up, then I wait upon the Lord. So many years, every time, from time to time, very often that God revealed himself to me. It's so sweet, it's so content, it's so lovely and very powerful, yeah. Many times I have a sermon need to do in a weekday or Sunday, but Jesus told me that no hurry for that. You looking for me, you seeking my face, you wait upon in front of me. That's the most important, yeah. So yeah, so that's very important for me to do that. Since I do that, then about 1 or 2 hours, even 3 hours in the morning, then I was so filled with God, Holy Spirit in my soul. So that empowered me, strengthened me, And many times, also God will also talk to me about this Sunday, what you need to do the sermon, with what kinds of verse and Bible, and what preaching you need to do that. Yeah. So God will provide all, it is all in all what I need. Prayer also say that, dear brother and sister, don't seeking gift, don't seeking just power, but only seeking Jesus. Jesus is the only one you need. Then when Jesus came upon you, he will bring all you need, including power and strength and gifts. Yeah. So she said that if you do so, you will never get lost. You will never get lost if you seek in Jesus only. He will give you power, he will give you strength, he will give you revelation, he will give you anything you need to serve the Lord, to talk to people. But before that, just put Jesus first, yeah. So that is so wonderful that Purion teaching us that this way, so we always, like Jesus is number one, is the first thing, and we never in rush, we're resting in Jesus Christ so peacefully. And that is so important. She also told us that you have something urgent, you have something important, but still need to rest in Jesus Christ. He told one story that he need to go to Gochiko, which she need to take a bus from Gongguan to Gochiko. That would be bus hour around, you know, driving hour around 20 to 25 minutes. And she kept a habit, custom, that to arrive in church normally 15 or 20 years minutes ago before the meeting, yeah. But one time, the bus coming late, and she almost would be late for the meeting, and she getting panic and nervous. Then at that time, Jesus just whispering to Purion, say, don't be panic, still keep peace and resting in me. So she know that if she get nervous, she watch the watches and worry about the bus will come later, she know that would be in guilt. It's not in good situation. So once she know that, she heard Jesus told me rest, then she become pray and rest in Jesus. And you know what happened? The bus come, and then she went on the bus. From that stop, she went on to the church stop. There is no red light. There is no any person in any stop. So the bus just like express bus all the way carry her, only one person, to the end. Then she just in time. That is so wonderful. So Purion walking with God, working with God, resting in God. One day I was in army, and very fortunately, my army camp just not far away what church that Purion served. So I got an issue with something here, very painful, yeah. So then I went to Purion's, the place she lived. I would like to, she pray for me. So that is the only one time I went into her very small room, very small one, very simple one, but very clean, very glory. When I sit there and Purion sit on the sofa, we are opposite to each other, she did not say much. She's sitting there, look at me. I feel so holy.
so holy, so glory. Oh, Jesus, I want like that.
So very luckily, the final 8 years before Pyongyang died on 1986, I have 8 years together joining Pyongyang's meeting. I learned a lot. And the other thing I want to mention, that Jesus told Pyongyang, saying that if you keep believing me, then I will keep working. Many times, even we lost confidence. You know, when I met Pyongyang last 8 years or 9 years, her lips here was covered by the tap. I never saw this part. I never saw. It's something, how you say that? It's almost gone. How you say that?
Cancer.
Something cancer here. Maybe you heard this news. And cover here, yeah. Very painful. Even she spoke one word, here is very painful, yeah. I never see that in the summer camp or winter camp, she ate lunch or dinner with us, never. She always alone because of this issue, yeah. So in the last several years, she covered the tape in this part, but she's still doing the preaching in every week, 3 or 4 times, and intensive sermon in the summer camp and winter camp. Like this, you know, there's 1,000 people attend that kinds of service. She wants to say that, she said, I was so surprised that Lord still want me to preach a person like me. But I obey God. I still do that. Even though when a word she spoke out, it's so much painful. You know, here is a cancer. There's gone. Everything is gone. So she set up a very wonderful example for us that we know she trusts Jesus to the end. No complaining, no grumbling. Always keep serving with God, working with God, and give sermon. So powerful, so glory. So till today, I still remember many, many things that she told us, she speak to us in the meeting. So that's why even though at that time, I may not fully understand what she's talking about. Yeah, she said to us, she said, The word, this secular word, is so vicious, is so, you know, evil. I cannot understand at that time. The word is so vicious, is so evil. I think still okay, the hospital okay, the school okay, the food is okay. But I say, dear brother and sister, is so evil. The Satan is so tricky. He would like to distract your heart. So once your mind, your thought distracted by Satan, even you still in the church, attend the church meeting, Satan win already if you are distracted. So that she always encouraged us to focus our mind and our thought on Jesus every moment. Even though you are working, you are walking, you are doing something in kitchen. Yeah. So I thank the Lord today that I can longing for Jesus, seeking for Jesus. Every day what I need, it's just Jesus. It's such important that Kimmy still go on this straight way to the Jesus. And I feel that Jesus in me is so truly, is so perfectly, is so powerful that she will lead me when I need anything and any moment. Yeah. So I start to serve God in Suzhou, China. That would be 13 years ago as a part-time job for 9 years there. Yeah. I working for a company, American-based company, Asian headquarters in Suzhou, China. I working in that headquarters, yeah. So as a part-time minister, so we start a small group meeting in Suzhou. That would be before 2017, 9 years before that. So we start a small group church there, yeah. That's called Underground Church or Family Church, yeah. So start from one location, and then we spread to three locations. We have a three small group church there, yeah. So it's so lonely because what I know about, what I learned about Jesus, and I am eager to deliver those messages to brother, sister, and there, yeah. They are very hungry. But, you know, since the church in mainland China controlled by the government, everything controlled by the government, even in the church, they not allowed to talk too much about the book Revelation. They are not allowed to talk about much about Holy Spirit. They can only talk about Jesus' faith and love. That's it. So it's very constrained, very restricted. So many people from that government-controlled church, we call Three Self Church. There is a China church, government-controlled church, yeah. So many sister and brother, they are hunger for Jesus, and we know each other. And after 9 years serving God there, I working and I'm retired. Then I seeking God's will, what is next I need to do. Then I pray. And very clearly that God told me that you go to Los Angeles for the seminary school, yeah. It's very, very, very clear, yeah. So then I start to register online study for the seminary school, yeah. And that's a 3 year for the MDiv, yeah. So the last year, and there's a request from the school asked me and Rachel to in person here study for 1 year. That's why we came to Los Angeles, yeah. And then we stay here after I finish my degree. Then I joined the Brother Z Church in Culver City, Los Angeles, which is Brother Z is the father of Alice and father-in-law Jason. Yeah. Once I joined this church, and then Brother Z passed away in 6 months. I joined the church, so I became that the only pastor that church at that time. Yeah. So it's not easy that to lead the church for them to understand about Pentecost. Pentecost, you know, pursuing the Holy Spirit filled with. Yeah, they are very Bible reading focused. They are so love to Bible reading. Yeah, but they know very little about Holy Spirit baptism, baptized by the Holy Spirit, very little, and even no knowledge about speaking tongue. So, you know, I was so touched by the what I learned and what I have from God, and also would like to be like poor young sister to have such good testimony and ministry for that. So I also would like to lead church to this way, like today we have the worship, yeah, and wait upon law. So the most thing I would like to do in the church is to have a new meeting, which is on Saturday morning, wait upon law meeting.
So we start to learn with upon law meeting. They never have such experience, but I thought that is the most important. Yeah, if you don't wait upon law, you will not have such real experience with Lord Jesus face to face. It's so intimate relationship. Yeah, so I know that is very important. I know that very important. Even though they read the Bible every week, but still have a gap. What they're talking about always is Passover festival experience. Nothing, very little about Pentecost, and very little about abide in Jesus. Yeah. So it's very important a start point to have a new meeting like this on Saturday morning. So then we start this meeting. And I thank God that there are many brother and sister, they would like to join this meeting, even though they don't have experience with that. So we teaching and we leading, and then we sat there and we wait upon law, let law to do the works in them. Yeah. In Taipei, there's an important thing that every 2 months they have wait upon law meeting in Taipei, led by Pruyan and Becker Borker as well. Yeah. All the 52 full-time worker, they have 52 full-time worker in Taiwan. That's a Zion Church. The name is Zion Church, yeah, 52. They all coming back from those service area back to Taipei together. Every 2 months, they have a 1 week in Taipei Church together there, only wait upon law. And one day, one minister asked Pruyan, saying, I have this trouble, I have that trouble, what should I do? And Pruyan asked only one question, saying, did you wait upon law? She just asked this question, did you wait upon law? Yeah. Means very important as a worker for God, as a servant for God, it's very important that you have intimate relationship with Jesus. He will guide you. She will empower you. She will give you wisdom, telling you how to do that. If you have such intimate relationship with Jesus Christ by waiting upon law. If you don't do that, then you will from time to time have a disconnection with God, with Jesus. So, therefore, I know that's so important. I also that would like to do here in Culver City. So allow me to read two verses in Psalm 42, verses 1 and verses 2 for you. As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. Verses 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. So here remind us that our soul need to thirst for God. And God is a living God. If our soul, without feeling with the living God, His powerful God, is a living God, then our soul will be wandering in the world. So we don't have such content in our heart. So we worship or we attend the Sunday meeting, but every day in our daily life, we don't have our daily bread from Jesus Christ, then you will become thinner and thinner. So what can I work in the day is to have a bread, right? We have a treadmill, right? Then we can work, right? Then we can do anything. Because of what? Because we have a meal. Every treadmill you eat. If you don't eat, after 2 or 3 days, then you're exhausted. So that is a very important point, that we need to hunger for God. If you don't hunger for God, you don't know how to serve, you don't know how to teach people, you are not attractive to people leading their life to God. So, hunger for God, my soul hunger, thirst for God, my living God. So that's what I'm talking about at the very beginning, that I do that every morning. Every morning, hours, 2 hours or 3 hours, I just hunger for God and communicating with God. And God is so wonderful. God is so powerful. Yeah. So that strengthens me, keeping on this pace that I saw from Puryang, Sister Puryang. It's so wonderful life. So God bless brother and sister here. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God.